Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBROC prices were December corn up 3 1/4 at 417 3/4, December wheat down 2 1/4 cents at 565 3/4, and January beans up 11 cents at 1004 3/4. Beans were higher overnight. I think the market's looking at the polls from Iowa showing Kamala has a surprising 3-point lead over former President Trump in the state of Iowa. That's a bit of a shock to the market. And I think that's what helped push the beans higher. In addition, the U.S. dollar is right now down 62 ticks, 103.58. Crude oil is up $1.78 a barrel. OPEC has delayed their output hike till at least next month. I think all they're doing is making the announcement so they can sell crude oil at higher prices out here. We did have some sales this morning, 150,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 120 corn to unknown, and 132 beans to unknown. So the good exports continue there. We had heavy rains and more expected tonight from Oklahoma into very eastern Kansas, up into Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. That'll certainly help the wheat crop, except for where there might be some tornado damage in Oklahoma. But the wheat broke as much as a dime off their highs overnight, and I think that's due to the rains. The lower dollar didn't really seem to help the wheat too much. But overall, you know, for the week, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be pretty good. We've got crop progress tonight. Beans are harvested. Corn should be virtually harvested. I would think the rains should improve the wheat crop out there a little bit, but we'll have to see. But overall, you know, obviously the big news for the week is the election tomorrow. Is former President Trump going to win? Is Vice President Harris going to win? It's really a toss-up, and it depends, as they've been saying for months, on the key states, mainly Pennsylvania out here. So we'll see how that goes. On Thursday, we'll get export sales. On Friday, we've got the WASDE report plus crop production. Corn production should be up just a tad. Beans may be down just a little bit out here. But the big news is we're all going to be watching for is the election. But overall, you know, the pros, I think we're still where we're at. The pros are going to sell rallies with a big Brazilian crop coming on board at some point in the next several months without any weather issues. We've got big crops here. Demand has picked up, but it's still not great. So the pros will continue to sell the rallies. End users will continue to buy the breaks. That's about it. Don't forget to get out and vote early today or get to the polls tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.